It does seem to happen around Halloween each year that we have a tremendous amount of cold weather. I mean, some of the most miserable days, you're out trick-or-treating with kids and my fingers are numb. Then I have to obviously confiscate Butterfingers to protect the children from themselves. Heath bars, too, because, you know, Butterfinger and Heath, not good for children. Almond Joy can also be dicey, so I collect those three to make sure the children are protected. I consider it my civic duty. Yeah, Butterfinger, Heath, and Almond Joy must all be confiscated from children. Reminds me of one of my great favorite stories. I'll retell it here in a couple of days. One of my favorite stories about my father, I'll tell here in a couple of days. Halloween story, you'll love it. And we'll get to that. It is that time. Is there going to be trick-or-treating this year? Is there going to be trick-or-treating? Because, you know, COVID, you know. It's all about COVID all the time, everywhere. And what's disappointing is that you're being told by Governor Whitmer and others what a great job they've done. And Donald Trump's done a terrible job. You see, in Michigan, we did this great job, and we locked everybody down, and we did this and this and this. And then you look at what's actually going on. We have more cases now per day. The seven-day rolling average is the highest it's ever been in the age of corona, right? The number of cases per day is the highest it's ever been in Michigan. That's just the way it is, right? And the fact of the matter is, it's the highest it's ever been, and the rolling average is at, let me see, where are we? 1682. The highest before was 1622, and just yesterday the rolling seven-day average was over 1,700 new infections identified daily. All right, now, yesterday was a bit slower, just 1,873 cases reported. The number of deaths reported yesterday, 43. We haven't had that many cases of corona reported since, let me see, I got to go all the way back to May 30th. And I'm out, and I see how many people are wearing masks, the vast majority. So if that was the answer, it would have. We've had a mask mandate in Michigan since July 13th, despite the Supreme Court, because Governor Whitmer would like you to believe that somehow the Supreme Court ruling her unconstitutional executive orders, unconstitutional, has created a problem. Well, that's not exactly true now, is it? Because Robert Gordon, the Michigan Health and Human Services Director, stepped right up, as did many of the local health departments, and kept all the mandates in place. And you go to the grocery store, everybody's got a mask on. Yeah, for the most part, there'll be a person here and there, but it's pretty much everybody is following along, playing along. Many schools remain closed. Businesses remain limited in services that they can offer in many places. And yet the numbers are going through the roof. And Democrats would have you believe this is Donald Trump's fault. Well, is it Gretchen Whitmer's fault that the cases reached an all-time high of 1,704 cases per day on the seven-day rolling average, highest that it's ever been? In fact, it only reached above 1,600 one time early on in all of this, back on April the 7th. And in the last week, we've been above that level several times. And tomorrow's average will be just as high, apparently, with 1,800 new cases. Now, what the president said last night during the debate is quite simple. We cannot stay closed forever. We have to learn how to protect our seniors, protect the vulnerable in our population, and start living our lives again. Well, I don't know how many Americans agree with that, but I agree with that. You need to give restaurants a chance to open up. You need to give people a chance to run their businesses. And just because you have positive cases, you can't shut it down forever. But isn't it magical how China has no cases at all? At any rate, I want you to hear this. Bite number 7 with Donald Trump. Bite number 7. Go.
We have to open up. And we understand the disease. We have to protect our seniors. We have to protect our elderly. We have to protect especially our seniors with heart problems and diabetes problems. And we will protect them. We have the best testing in the world by far.
The best testing in the world by far. There you go. We have to protect our seniors. There you go. We have tested. And the fact of the matter is, if you start looking at the per capita numbers, we've done considerably better than a lot of folks out there. Than a lot of folks out there have done. France, Spain, Italy, the UK. You start looking at the number of cases and deaths. It is remarkable, though, isn't it, that China somehow magically has no cases at all. Why do you think that is? What have they done? Oh, mostly it's one of two things. A, they lied, or B, they lied. Which is it, A or B? If it's two, refer to one. If it's one, refer to two. There's no way China brought this to an end. I suppose it's possible they had some sort of a vaccine or a treatment that would address the virus. That's the only other answer. And if that's true, that means they're withholding it from the rest of the world. That's what that would mean. They're withholding it from the rest of the world. You don't have a lot of options here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing you safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. You're on the Steve Gerber Show, the No Panic Zone. It is, of course, a Friday, a free-for-all Friday. Good to have you here. Still coming up on the program, we'll have Congressman Tim Walberg and so much more. Quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.